This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show, Coach Conversations, because that's where the best conversations are had. I'm Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
And guys, I know we've talked often about, like, as you're going through your journey, everybody's wellness journey is different. And I was asked the other day, what is your definition of wellness? And I actually had to sit back and think for a second, but it's individual to everybody. There's not one answer to that. And the unique part of wellness is that it's actually about meeting you where you are. Meeting you where you're at today is going to be different than where it meets you next week, next month, and next year, and making sure that this is actually something that's purposeful and intentional to you is something that's crucial as well. And so there's nobody that is better suited to have this conversation than our guest today, because she's been in it for 20 years. It's a major passion. And quite honestly, it's one of the things that God's given her that gift of is a true passion for health and wellness, and doing it not only for herself and her family, but for those around her as well. So Wendy, it is an honor to have you on the show, and I can't wait to dive in and really kind of explore who Wendy is and what got you to truly live in this level of ownership.
Well, I'm honored to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's fun.
It's so unique how we met, and I always say that to people, because how they come into your network, it's different than 10, 15 years ago, where you actually had to meet in person, or we live in the same city, or we go to the same church, or we work in the same business. But it actually can be in a multitude of different ways. And we actually gotten to be in touch together through a mastermind group. And then from there connected virtually before we actually met in person, I think 8-9 months into actually knowing each other. And so when I met you, your energy was just,
I don't know. Helpable.
Yeah. Yes. And like, I'm trying to think, is vivacious a word?
Yeah.
Okay. Vivacious. It was,
well,
like,
thank you.
It was grand. It was great. It was just boom. And I was like, that's Wendy. That's amazing. And it's such an attractive part of you. And that energy doesn't just happen. That energy is cultivated. That energy is something that you create and you foster. And so I would love to know, and have you kind of talk about your background. Is that something you've always had, or something you've always carried, or what was your journey through what created Wendy?
Yeah, that's a great and loaded question. So thank you. And I would like to say real quick, just a ditto and a likewise for both of you on the vivacious level. I mean, I feel like kindred spirits, you know, immediately. So, and I think I even said that to you, Elise, when we met. So, it's just fun. You know, to answer that question, you know, I believe that I've always been pretty vivacious and outgoing and likable. But I haven't always had those moments where I'm always up, right? Like, I feel like when I'm around people, I'm up. Like, I get energized when I'm serving others and I'm sharing and I'm a part of community and all of that. But I know that there's been definitely moments in my life where there have been low vibrational frequency moments, right? Where I've been kind of down and out. And I think some of that has to do with the fact that one of my top five strengths is I'm an empath. So empathy can really do well for you, but it can also, when you give so much of yourself and you take on other people's stuff, it can really take you down. And so I've had to learn how to balance that. And so it's been a journey, and it's beautiful because the people that I work with, you know, the women that have gone through Visibly Fit and I've got to coach and nurture, they have stuff, like we all do, right? Like, they have stuff. And for so many years, I would just take on that stuff and carry that burden for them. And just, I mean, there's nothing wrong with weeping with your fellow friend and the person you're training and coaching, but to take on that as well is not healthy. And so I really had to learn that and grow in that and own that. And actually, you both have helped me, I guess, peel back another layer of that as we've had discussions together and reveal that I don't have to take all that on. And so I'm continually growing. And I think if we don't continually grow, then we're dying, right? We want to continue to grow through the process of living until our day here on earth is done. But I think that I've typically been vivacious and I love living and I'm, you know, a full spirit. But there are those moments, and I mean, I'm just so human. So I don't know if that really answered your question, but yeah.
It definitely does. And you brought up a couple of things. You find yourself in this energized state when you're serving, when you're living in purpose, on purpose. What do you feel through your journey that your purpose is?
Well, honestly, God has given me the name, Revealer Healer. And I think that that means that I am to help others reveal what's going on in their life. And not that I'm the revealer healer, but that I'm a conduit of allowing someone to understand what needs to be shifted and that there is a healing opportunity in place once they surrender and let go of maybe what is keeping them stuck, right? A lot of that I talk about so often. I talk about the key word to fitness is the F word, and it's forgiveness. And I actually on my podcast on Visibly Fit, I talk about, you know, you need to F this and F that. And that means forgive this and forgive that. And it's amazing how when you start to forgive, how it unlocks your spirit, it unlocks you to receive and to allow the healing process to happen. And so that's really a big piece of the puzzle is that forgiveness. And I had to go through that on my own.
Of course. Right. And everybody has their own personal journey towards whatever that means for them.
Right.
One of the things I'm really curious to understand about you, Wendy, is you're so rooted in what your passion is and it's so unique. How did you come to discover what that was? Because most people live in a lifestyle where they're like, I don't know. Passion? What? You're supposed to live from your passion. You're supposed to live in a I don't know what my purpose is. So yeah. How did you come to terms with that and start to live in alignment with that?
Well, I would say that I've always been in the space of being a student of physical culture, so to speak, right? Like I have taken dance since I was 3 years old, and then I taught dance, and then I used to teach step aerobics, like back in the day with, you know, leg warmers and headbands when those were cool. You know, I mean, I've just been there in the season for a long time. So it's been a lot of that space. But when you say, how did you know? I don't think I really knew. I just kept staying in that space and going with the flow and what felt right and what I enjoyed, I kept doing. And people kept coming to me saying, hey, how do you do this? Or, you know, just asking me questions. So that helped to solidify the path that I was on. But speaking of path, that's really how it really all happened. Because 20 years ago, I was in a snowmobile accident and I got off the path because I hit a big chunk of ice and lost control of my sled and hit a snow covered culvert, went flying through the sled at 55 miles an hour and hit almost head first into a tree. And so it was like right here next to my head, you know, an inch or two over, and I might not be here today, but I was unconscious, broke my clavicle and tore a bunch of shoulder muscles. And actually ended up going to an orthopedic surgeon that wanted to do surgery on my shoulder. And I was kind of like, no, I'm pretty stubborn. Like, I'm like, there has to be a better way. And I know that our bodies are meant to heal themselves if you give them the right protocol and tools. And so I just kept using the system and the exercises that I teach today, Visibly Fit, using your body as your gym, to heal my injury. And the orthopedic surgeon, which was actually shocked, and I didn't have to have that surgery. And so it may have taken a little bit longer than the average person would have liked. It took about 3 months to actually heal. But yeah, I mean, it's restored. It's been 20 years and it's amazing.
And you have full range of motion now?
Oh yeah, totally. Yep.
That's amazing.
No problem. Yeah.
I want to go back to something that you said, because Elise, you talked about it being rooted in passion, and we talk about the intentionality of which people live and the consciousness in which people live and the awareness of the decisions that they make. And so many people, and this may be speaking to some of the listeners out there, but it's this idea of living in your passion and being so fueled by that. It's something for many people, it's very aspirational. It's something that doesn't make sense to them. It's something because I just do what I do. I work at my job. I go, I may have a family, I may not. And you're just doing life almost by default, for lack of a better term. But it can become very confusing as to how to find that passion. And we were listening to a sermon on Sunday, and the pastor was literally talking about how this, how when God was coming, or Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, he had called for the donkey, and the donkey was tied up far, far away. And he said, how many of us often feel like that donkey, where you're just tied up and you don't know what that is, but we're in these difficult times, we're in these spaces that we are for a reason and a purpose. And the moment that we realize what that purpose is, everything is unleashed. Like, life literally changes, and it can change overnight, but we're in something for that moment. Have you always known that this is what your passion was, or did you have to go through these phases of learning how what that was and learning how to get there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it goes back to that accident. There are no real accidents. I think it just propelled me literally onto the path I was supposed to be on. And I was already in that space. But then it was after this accident, quote unquote, that, you know, after my healing and people started asking me questions and coming to me about how did you heal? And just I started teaching, and just it started a snowball effect. I realized, oh, my goodness, this is my lane. This is my zone. I feel so great here. And that's when I knew this is what I'm supposed to continue to do, because, again, people were coming to me, and this accident just kept opening doors, so to speak, for speaking engagements and writing books and TV shows and different things like that, that it wasn't me that was doing it. It was like I was in the flow, right? In the flow of my passion and my calling. And is it always an easy journey? No, there's still some struggles in the midst, but you know you're in your passion because you love to serve. You love to see the outcome of people getting healed. You love to see how people are turning their life. Like, I just had a gal that her blood pressure was 150 to 170 over 110. And after 1 week of being in my program, it went to 110 over 80 and no longer on medication now. So those are the things that get me fired up. I'm like, yeah, just 1 week. And you've been dealing with this for how many years, you know? So that's why I get excited. That's that revealer healer thing in me, that when they have that aha moment and they realize that, oh, I am in more control than I realize, and I just need to put the tools in place, then I can live to my best, healthiest self, then that's what gets me fired up, honestly.
And Wendy, I know we're talking a lot about your passion and your purpose. Can you share with the readers? We talked about revealer healer. We're talking about it more of a 10,000 foot view, but you know, as some of our listeners are really just starting to get to know you, can you share with them what it is that you do and the gift that you share with the world?
Yeah, thank you. So first and foremost, I love Jesus, right? Obviously, I talk about him all the time. Y'all know that. But when I say revealer healer, it's just me stepping into that space of allowing God to use me in someone's life to either have compassion or lovingly hold their hand through the journey of, like, say, this My Visibly Fit program, which is a 7-week course that takes them through a nutritional program, exercise, mindset coaching, spiritual health, all of that combined, because it is a holistic approach. And I'm a naturopath. So as a naturopath, I really do want the holistic approach intact, because it's not just the one thing, as y'all know very much so, that it's all the spokes that have to come together to keep the wheel turning. So I'm passionate about teaching people how to fuel their body right, so that they can get rid of dis-ease in their body. And so much of it is releasing unhealthy emotions that are attached to that unhealthy weight. And so a lot of people say, I just want to lose weight. And I'm like, wow, okay. But when you lose it, you're probably going to find it. So let's talk about more about releasing it. And what does that look like? And what is that unhealthy weight attached to? And so often it's attached to just some deep rooted emotions that haven't been dealt with, whether it's from their childhood or even maybe something that's happened to them or a label that's put on them. And it's unraveling that and getting them to really, again, have that aha moment and see themselves as God sees them, right? First and foremost, and to love themselves again, to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Gosh, thank you. Thank you for this life. And I do love myself and I do deserve to be healthy, whole, and complete. And so it's just rewiring the mindset, as you know, and taking those action steps to get there.
Yeah. You're speaking my language.
Good.
A lot of what we do as well, when it comes to balancing the inner and the outer energy,
exactly.
We're so aligned in that way. The question for me is, you know, kind of going off as a light bulb moment. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are wondering the same thing. You said it was really profound. What you said was, so often we have to release the emotions that are attached to the unhealthy weight. Mm-hmm. How do you do that with a client?
That's a great question. Because it's so personal, right? And it's a journey, and it really has to be their choice and their decision of being willing to step up and share their story. Honestly, once they start to share, it puts light on it, and it doesn't seem so, their story or what they've been told or done to them or whatever, it doesn't seem so icky and shameful, and the guilt goes away. It starts to just roll off of their shoulders a little bit more. They don't have to carry the weight of that once they bring it to light. And it's not just a one and done process, right? Like, and I'm not a therapist, so I'm one step or one piece of the puzzle, one part of the equation, because there's multitudes of ways that they deserve to get healing in their life, right? So I'm not the full answer, but I'm definitely a step that can help them start to release those emotions and release that weight.
Yeah.
The unique part of what you just said too, that I think a lot of people can have aha moments to, is the moment that you bring something to light, the moment that you address it, the moment you talk to it, you start to realize that you're not alone. You start to realize that you're not the only person that is feeling that way, or that sees life that way, or that has had X situation occur to them. And that moment, that experience, that thought that it has, that's had this gripping vice on you for so long, all of a sudden you realize, I'm not alone. It's gotten other people too. And thus, to your point, it no longer seems as daunting. It seems more approachable, more solvable, more, moldable.
Yeah. 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 Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what I'm curious about as well in this for you is, what was your journey like personally to be able to actually make those statements yours, to be able to have gone through that yourself and then be able to now apply that with other people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, I didn't know I was going to be sharing that, but I will, because it doesn't, hold me down any longer. But I had an epiphany. I had a come to Jesus moment on my stairs in my townhome several years ago. And I remember I was a single mom at the time. And I remember coming home from a night out with the girls, and I was just having fun. We were dancing. I get home and, you know, my son is with his dad, and I come home and I shut the door behind me, and the silence was so deafening, you guys. I couldn't handle it. Like, I couldn't take it. And I remember going up to my bedroom, and I collapsed on the stairs, and I just cried out to God. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And yeah, like every time I share this, I do get kind of teary-eyed, because it was so raw and so real. And I was just carrying the burden of just all this shame and guilt and all this stuff. And I crawled up to my bed and I laid there for 3 days in a deep, dark depression. And I never really understood depression. It's run in my family. I've seen it, but I've never personally dealt with that kind of dark stuff. And honestly, it was scary. I didn't take phone calls from anyone. I just kind of wanted to go away. I wanted to end my life. And I've never experienced that before. But I did hear a voice. And at first I thought there was a man in my room, and I heard "get up." And I thought, okay, I must be delusional. So I kind of went back to sleep. And also at this time, I'm going to share this because this is a little disgusting, but it will help paint the picture of what a dark place I was in. My little puppy, which she's no longer around at 14 and a half, 15, she passed away. But when she was a puppy, mind you, I didn't let her out. I threw food on the floor for her. So imagine what it looked like for 3 days in my room, mm-hmm. right? Stinky, gross. And that's what I felt like. Okay. So after you're like, yeah, your face.
Tough one. If Justin, you're not watching, I had a massive cringe.
Yeah. Well, good. It paints the picture. Anyway. So then after I went back to sleep, ignoring that voice, I heard the voice again, and it was very clear: get up. And at that time, I literally knew it was the voice of God. I've never heard God audibly any other time, but I knew in that moment it was the voice of God. And I hopped out of bed so fast, and I got on my knees and I cried out and I just repented and I just gave it all away. And I cleaned up my entire room singing praises. I can't begin to tell you what a weird moment it was, but it was a turning point in my life. And I don't know if anyone else even has a story like this. I don't know if I want anyone to have a story like this, but that was a big turning point in my life. And I realized that, oh my gosh, life is so great. I can't believe that I would even be in this dark pit for even 3 days. And I know people deal with depression for months and years. And I think God allowed me to go in that space so I could have compassion for those that go there. So anyway, that's that deep, dark, turning pivotal point that probably no one has shared on your podcast before.
I love it. And to be honest,
it's powerful. There's
pretty crappy.
A lot of people that come on here.
There's supposed to be a drum roll. Yeah.
It is real. There's a lot of people that come on here and go, I didn't think I was ever going to share this story, but it gets to that point because I always follow this up with what you went through there, knowing where you are now, what it taught you, what it brought you to. Would you ever have changed that moment?
Absolutely not. No. Mm-mm.
And I think that's so profound and so powerful for anybody out there who's maybe in that. Mm-hmm. And it may not be to that depth. It may be something superficial. And guess what? Whatever moment you're in, it's not going to last forever. And I guarantee you there are going to be more of them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to come, they're going to go, and they're all for a purpose. They're all for a reason. And it's going to leave you into something more powerful, more purposeful to help you find what that true passion and purpose is.
For sure.
And so I'm really curious, Wendy, how have you taken all of this and continue to mold it to be what you do day to day? Because again, going back to how we started, you are so vivacious in everything that you do. How do you deal with your ups and downs? And when there is something else that comes up and another moment, maybe not to that extent, but knowing that you're a human being and that you exhibit these trials and tribulations every now and again.
Yeah. And you're right. That's the ebbs and flows of life, right? There's going to be ups and downs. So how do you cope? How do you manage? And how do you make the most of it with being grateful? I know you guys are big, big cheerleaders of being grateful and having that on your daily repertoire of things to do. And so I see things in a different light, from a different lens than I ever did before. And, you know, one of the things I failed to mention is, you know, when I'd gone out with my girlfriends, I I got drunk. I was partying. I mean, that's like not who I am. So that was part of the friction, right? Of not being in the space of who I am. And so when you're not in that space of really being true to who you are as an individual, you're going to have that friction and you're not going to be in your healthiest zone. And so, what kind of coping mechanism are you using for your down moments? Are you going for a walk? Are you, you know, trying to mask it and put a Band-Aid on it with just a momentary, you know, shot of whiskey or, you know, whatever? It's not going to work. It's only going to be a temporary high. No, do something that's going to better your health. And that's really what I've always known, because that's what I was teaching, but I wasn't congruent with it in that state, right? Because I was in a divorce. I was just going through some icky stuff. And so I chose in an unhealthy way. And so I was feeling shameful about that because it didn't match up with who I am. And so I know that someone that's listening is maybe in that same space, that what their coping mechanism is, isn't matching who they really are as an individual. And so what I would say is just, you know, you go for a walk, you have the gratitudes, you start fueling your body well, you do the self-care, you get to bed on time. And that's something that I've really been looking to master thanks to you guys, Own It and the Whoop Band. And man, it's like, it's game changer, you know, when all the things are in alignment. So, you know, I think that that's how it's got me to be who I am as a coach, so that I can understand how people could get there, but also know how to auto correct that and to guide them along.
It's clear there's a lot of authenticity there in your style of coaching, because you live it yourself, right? You live that lifestyle yourself. And that's something that Justin and I talk about so often is, you know, it's not just about going out there and being able to coach and give advice and, you know, be preachy, but it's because you're actually living that life yourself. I mean, even when it comes to coaching others through really difficult moments, you've been there, right? You had a, probably what you described to us as one of the lowest moments of your life, but then also a lot of moments along the way as well, that allows you to be able to go out there and share your gift in a really powerful way.
For sure. For sure. I think that's one of the giftings of coming out on the other side better instead of bitter, that you are able to help others.
Yeah. So Wendy, from somebody who so clearly lives in what we consider to be ownership, right? You know yourself so well internally and externally, and you're somebody who sees the whole picture of yourself and of others. And, you know, you really take that and you lead from that perspective. You lead from a God-driven faith perspective. What would you say is your definition of ownership?
You know, I think first and foremost, I know who I am in Christ. And so I own it, and I'm excited. I'm excited to share and to rise up to the place in which God has created me as an individual to be for His glory. And so I think just owning who He has created me to be is just my definition of just being authentic. Like you said, just being authentic and real, that is ownership to me.
Mm. I love it. Now, Wendy, where can people find more of you? Where can people get more Wendy if they're wanting more of it?
Well, you know, all the social media channels, but yeah, if you go to wendypett.com, and that's WendiePett.com. You can find out more, or also getvisiblyfit.com.
I love it. So guys, I really recommend you to kind of reach out and take a look at what she's putting out there, because it is different. It is a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. And especially for those of you who feel like you're alone, feel like you're going through something, feel like it is only you. It's a way in which you can now get acted in a new sense. And so if you're trying to find out where your passion lies, understand that there's a connection of the mind, body, and spirit that has to all come together. And it's not something that gets done overnight. It's something that you have to embrace and truly be grateful for those difficult times that you're truly in, because those times are truly teaching you something to be able to unleash that deep passion, that deep purpose that you are meant for. As soon as that ridge is broken, as soon as that rope is broken, as soon as whatever is holding you back, and that you are truly not alone, but literally allowing you to live in and on purpose, for something that allows you to understand that you have been made for something special. There is no accident in life, and that you are able to live to the authentic way in which you are, because true ownership is allowing you to know that you have been created for that specific purpose to ultimately empower and go and do greater work than you could ever imagine. And so we know that success is different. And so you have to own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.